Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This show has been brewing inside me for a long time. I only do a show when I think I have the words. And finally, I have the words for this show. I'm going to draw today very important comparisons between what plants do, what humans do, what light does, and what your DNA is all about and how it connects to all of it. I'm going to draw comparisons between the centers of your body, the mechanisms inherent in your body as a human organism that can lead you to health, that can allow you to recover from disease, and that unfortunately you're barely even aware of, and your ability to participate in these intrinsic mechanisms, to develop relationship with them, that they're parts of you, is something you need to get in touch with. Everyone that listens to a show like this, everybody that searches the web, everybody that is into their version of how they take care of themselves has a perception of what it's all about. But your organ systems, when your heart hurts, when you think you've got a cardiovascular problem, when you feel you're suffering from a cognitive disorder, when you've got low back pain, when you need your think your skin is sagging and you require a facelift, when you think you have the flu, when you think you have a parasite, an infection, you rely upon the mechanisms in your body, your immune system, your digestive system, your circulation. You rely on things in your body that you understand control your health. Well, the point of the show today is really to hope to open you up to the fact that you're barking up the wrong tree. The public, all the way to the pharmaceutical companies, aren't looking at what health is really all about. There are mechanisms inside your body that suggest, if you even know how to identify them, a far, far greater capacity to regenerate diseased cells and make them anew. And the first place you have to look to respect this is probably something you've heard about since you were a little boy or a little girl in grade school, and that is the plant. You have to look at photosynthesis. Wow. There's a word you haven't heard. Not in a long time. But as grade school kids, we're all introduced to the word photosynthesis. It's got something to do with plants. It's got something to do with how plants make their food. It's got something to do with how plants grow. It's got something to do with the sun. It's got something to do with, well, plants make oxygen, and we need oxygen. It's got something to do with carbon dioxide, and we expel carbon dioxide, and plants need carbon dioxide. You remember that. But the case I'm going to make today is to beseech you to understand that what the plant and what the photosynthetic mechanism suggests has a lot to do with the potential of the human organism. That in a sense, the plant is beseeching us to hold in a high place of reverence the photosynthetic mechanisms, because it's suggesting to us our human potential. A much deeper symbiosis than your gardener may suspect. If you're new to the show, put on your seatbelt. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. We're going to get into these concepts today. Listen up, whoever you are. If you're just into your radiant health, if you're diseased, if you're dying, or you think you're dying, there is always hope, because that potential is always there. Very unscientific of me to say that, isn't it? Get to the website if you can, unless you're driving, unless you just can't. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc, with two T's, Straight Talk. 338 shows. Today's show, Plants, Light, DNA, how your health depends on it. All right, that leaf, that green leaf that falls off the tree in the autumn. Well, it's not green by then, is it? It's changing colors. Color has a lot to do with our discussion today. Leaves absorb sunlight. The sophistication of a plant, of a tree. It kills me how they just cut them down here in the city. The tree's roots are wrapping themselves around the water pipes. So cut that 150-year-old tree right on down. Ugh. 150, 200, 300, 5,000-year-old trees. That branch of nature understands something. A tree is not a rock. Trees are alive. Trees have personalities. If you don't believe me, see Lord of the Rings. Go to some of the deeper forests of the Pacific Northwest and ask yourself, if trees don't have their own presence. Those of you who have understand. The leaf on the tree only needs water and sun. That's what it needs. And a little CO2 to drive its life mechanism. Yes, you've got to draw certain things in from the soil, nutrients. But what I want to impose upon you is a respect for the fact that the leaf traps the energy of the sun. The leaf, the green leaf, traps the energy of the sun. That is a feat that we humans wish we could replicate. That is a feat, a phenomenon, trapping the energy of the sun, drawing in the energy of the sun to sustain life, is something that humans are generally told is an impossibility. And yet, if you study the human organism, there are many systems that suggest that human beings are potentially capable of such things, not just in fabled legends, but in the very guts of the chemistry of the cell. Absorbing light is a phenomenon that not only leaves experience, but human beings, the parts, the little microscopic things that we are made of, absorb light. Amino acids absorb light. Proteins absorb light. Nucleic acids, meaning DNA, absorbs light. Absorption of light is something we as Homo sapien do, and that is studied. Well, the reason we're not known for it, well, there's many probably reasons we're not known for the fact that as humans we absorb light. Again, if you're new to the show, this is not a poetry session. I'm not speaking etherically. In hard science, we measure the degree, the wavelengths, the capacities at which our molecules absorb light. The reason we don't think in those terms is because we don't particularly do anything special with it as far as science is concerned. And so it's observed, but it's not considered newsworthy. With plants, it's very newsworthy. And the reason is the plant, the leaf in the tree in the garden is sucking in the sunlight through molecules called chlorophyll molecules. And we know that term. If you're into health, you can't help but run into that green drink. That has nothing to do with my show today. Nothing. That's a whole other thing. Eat chlorophyll. It's good for your health. Not talking about that. Talking about the fact that all your plants with leaves absorb the sunlight. And they absorb it in a very special way. There's a molecule called chlorophyll. And when the photons of the sunlight, so let's discuss sunlight. What is light made of? Remember, light may be a particle, light may be a wave. As it turns out, light is both particle and wave. But we're going to talk about the particulate aspect to light and simply say that as the photons, the particles of light, hit the leaf, because the leaf is made of chlorophyll molecules, the chlorophyll absorbs the light. It's as if you're tired because you didn't sleep and you can't stand up and you've got to work. And so before you go to work tired, you basically sit out on the front lawn and absorb the morning sun. And when you're done with it, you're infused with energy like you slept for a week and you're ready to just knock the day out. Plants do it all day long. We can't absorb light like that. We don't have chlorophyll molecules. Plants do. And they do absorb because they have these molecules. So yet green leaf is composed of chlorophyll molecules, which have special capacities. And those capacities are to absorb light on levels we don't. There's a different degrees of absorption. But that's not what's special. That's not it. Again, if you can get to the website, straighttalk.cc, I'm going to refer to it. That will help you understand where we're going. It'll help you understand your disease. It'll help you understand where you have to go on your journey until you can bring your own absorbance to the proper levels. And perhaps you can do something magical within your cell as you bring your level of absorbance to the sufficient number. Yes. Yeah, I'm talking about Scripture. I'm talking about in Scripture. We'll talk or refer to the Bible, to the Testaments, old and new, to the relationship between light and God, to humans having it suggested to them that they are, in a sense, as they progress along their path, their holy evolution, that they may be increasingly conduits of light. But we don't have to limit this to Christianity. Most religion suggests that there's something about a holy evolution and the ability to absorb light, to become a body of light. Plants do this all the time. Plants function like this. Now, if you can, get to the website just to look at one picture. In the leaf, look at picture one if you can. In the leaf, where all these chlorophyll molecules that can absorb light, in that leaf where all these chlorophyll molecules...